Carlos, heading into the second game with Colorado, I know you're giving JD Martinez a day. Lineup sees a little bit of a shakeup. When you have a one-off maybe lineup like this, are you looking at the starter? Are you looking at the lineup versus the starter, then the bullpen? How many factors go into this?
Yeah, a lot. But yeah, part of it is the split of the guy we're facing, the starter we're facing today. You know, obviously he's been so much better against righties. We lost having a day game tomorrow against a lefty. You know, I think it was a good day to give some of our righties the start off, not the night off, because they'll be ready to come in. And obviously, you know, the way their bullpen is built right now. Yeah, I just wanted to get as many lefties as possible and see how it goes.
Just on last night, that dugout play with the net and the Vientos situation, what was the explanation on that? Because it was a little confusing. Is it the net's fault? Is it Vientos' fault? What's the story?
Yeah, look, obviously Vientos got to it and then mishandled the transfer, right? But then the ball goes through a hole in the dugout. And I wanted to see the explanation there, and then you said they were going to treat it as a lodge ball, and then every time that happens, runners will advance. So, you know, I could have challenged, but I wasn't going to win it. So, yeah, that was all to it. Even though that went through a hole, they were going to treat it as a lodge ball.
And then last night too, the Jose Iglesias play from second, making that play at home. I feel like he's one of only a few guys in the league that can make a play like that. What'd you see?
Yeah, I think it's just the anticipation part of things, you know, knowing who's running at third base, how hard the ball was hit, and for him to just catch it and having the instincts to go to the plate. You don't see that too often, especially when you got the infield playing back like that. So we've seen it before. He's an elite defender. In plays like that makes him such a really good player on defense. So, yeah.
Paul Blackburn getting the start tonight. It's the third one since the injury. I know he threw 82 pitches in Anaheim. How close is he getting toward 100 pitches out of the injury?
Yeah, we have to monitor it, see how he gets there, if he gets there, you know. But we will be comfortable with him in the 90-pitch range if we have to. But, again, how stressful those pitches are, how much traffic, you know, so the game will dictate, but we're pretty confident with the way he's built up right now.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.